Welcome to Devotionals on the Go. My name is Kelly Wenner, and I'm the founder and creator of Soul Strength Fit. If you think you don't have time to dive into God's Word, then this podcast is for you. These few moments will not only allow you to hear the Word of God, but to reflect on it and apply it to your life. Listen, reflect, and grow on the go. This time is for you. Today's opening verses come from the book of Mark. Notice for what seems to be a commonality in both of them. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." And later in Mark, as Jesus feeds the 5,000, we read, "The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.' So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place." How did Jesus model self-care in these verses? Given Jesus' short time here on earth, why do you think he often took time away from ministering to others and got away? When you don't properly care for yourself, what is usually the cause? And when you don't properly care for yourself, what is the typical result? Be specific. Our next reading comes from the book of Deuteronomy. "Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. God commands the Israelites to observe the Sabbath. What do you think the connection is between His reminding them of His great power and their need to stop working periodically? How can trusting that God is powerful and good help you to take time weekly for a Sabbath rest from your activities? Listen once more to one of our opening verses from the book of Mark. Imagine Jesus' words being spoken directly to you. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. Thanks for listening to Devotionals on the Go, your place to listen, reflect, and grow. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an on-the-go devotional. And I'd love to connect. Check me out at soulstrengthfit.com to see all that Soul Strength has to offer. I look forward to digging into God's Word with you next time. Bye for now.